You're listening to an audio production of Seeing in the Dark, brought to you by Campfire Stories and S'more.com. Nighttime was a scary time for Emma. Seeing as though she was not tall enough to reach the light switch yet, she would never enter a room at night unless her mom and dad would turn on the lights first. Then Emma would leave the room and the lights would stay on. Pretty soon, every light in her house would be on. Emma would also have to sleep with the lights on, just in case she had to get up in the middle of the night and get a drink of water. Going outside at night was also never an option for Emma either, not unless her parents would carry her. If her parents had their hands full walking to or from the car at night and told Emma to walk beside them, Emma would kick and scream and cry until her parents would carry her. Emma's parents had no idea why she was so scared of the dark, so one night they asked her. Emma told her parents it was because every time she went from a light room into a dark room, she couldn't see anything. She also told them that monsters like the dark and could see in the dark. If they can see in the dark and she can't, then they could get her. Emma's parents started to chuckle. Almost immediately, Emma started to cry and told them it's not funny and to stop making fun of her. Emma's dad stopped and told Emma they weren't laughing at her or making fun of her. He said they were laughing because they didn't believe that she hadn't tried out her superpowers yet. Emma stopped crying right away and looked at her dad and said, "I have superpowers?" Emma's mom also stopped laughing and told her that we all have superpowers. She asked Emma, "Why do you think your dad and I are not afraid of the dark? Unless you think we're monsters. You don't think we're monsters, do you?" Emma shook her head saying, "No, I don't think you're monsters. You're nice." Emma's mom replied, "You're right, we're not monsters. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Tonight we'll leave the lights on for you, and tomorrow we'll go get you some things to help your superpowers out. Sound good?" Emma replied, "Yep," with a big smile on her face. Emma's parents left the room, being sure to leave the lights on. Emma laid in bed, super excited to find out what her superpowers were. She even tried waving her hands at objects around the room to see if they would move. Eventually, Emma fell asleep, and that night she dreamt of flying around at night. The next morning, Emma woke up just as excited as she was when she went to bed. As soon as she saw her mom, she asked, "When are we gonna go get those things to help my superpowers?" Her mom replied, "Soon, but we have to eat breakfast and get dressed first." Later on at the store, Emma asked her mom what all they need to get her to help her superpowers out. Her mom replied, "I'll know when I see it." "Ah, there they are," exclaimed her mom. "What?" asked Emma. "Right here," her mom said.
"But those are just flashlights," said Emma.
"That's one name for them. They're also called monster swords. You see, sometimes your superpowers need a little help, so you need to use these monster swords. As soon as you turn them on, all the monsters around you run away. If a monster is brave enough to try and get you while holding a monster sword, all you have to do is point it at them and they turn to dust," explained Emma's mom.
"Whoa, that's cool," said Emma. "Can I pick out my own monster sword?"
"Absolutely, but I'll help you if that's okay," Emma's mom said.
"Yeah," said Emma.
Emma's mom helped her pick out a flashlight that also glowed in the dark. She said it would also help keep monsters away.
"Let's see, what else?" Emma's mom asked herself out loud. "Oh yes, that's right," she continued.
Off they went to another part of the store.
"These look good," said Emma's mom. "What are those?" asked Emma.
"These are superpower helping gummies. You take them every day to help keep your superpowers strong and working right," Emma's mom told her.
"Wow! These monsters aren't going to stand a chance against me, are they, Mom?" said Emma.
"Not a chance," replied her mom. Emma's mom told her that her dad was getting the rest of the things to help monster-proof her room and the rest of the house. When they got home, Emma couldn't wait to show her dad her monster sword and superpower helping gummies. Her dad smiled and said, That's great, honey. I just got done monster-proofing your room and the rest of the house. Emma could hardly wait for nighttime to come. She made sure her monster sword had power, but had to wait till just before bed to take her superpower helping gummies. The only thing that was missing was that her parents never told her what her superpowers were. Nighttime had come, and Emma's parents sat her down to finally tell her what her superpowers were, or rather, show her. They all went to Emma's room, and Emma and her mom sat on the bed, while Emma's dad stood by the light switch. Emma's mom went on to explain to her what they were going to do. "Emma, I want you to close your eyes. Keep them closed until I tell you to open them. You don't have to worry, I'm right here next to you. Plus, you have your monster sword and have taken your superpower helping gummies. Your dad is going to shut off all the lights in the house." At this point, Emma started to breathe hard and get a little scared. She held onto her monster sword real tight. "On the count of three, I want you to open your eyes, okay?" her mom said. Emma nodded her head up and down. She was a little too scared to speak still. 1, 2, 3. "Open your eyes," said Emma's mom. Emma opened her eyes slowly at first, just barely looking through her eyelashes. Then, almost in amazement, she opened her eyes wide.
"Oh my gosh, I can see in the dark," Emma said in amazement.
Emma looked around the room, taking in everything that she could see. Emma's dad told her to look up. Emma looked up and simply said, "Wow." Covering the ceiling of her room were hundreds of stars, all different sizes and glowing super bright. Emma's mom started to speak. "Your superpower is that you can see in the dark. Don't worry, you're not a monster. Your dad put those stars on your ceiling to help your superpowers out. You're still young and will have a hard time seeing in the dark right away. Your dad also put these little lights all around the house in every room to keep the monsters away and make sure your superpowers don't get too tired. If they do, though, you always have your monster sword just in case." Emma's parents wanted to walk her through the house to show her how well she could see in the dark.
"This is great," Emma said.
"We have one more thing to show you. We want to take you outside," said Emma's dad. Emma let out a little squeal.
"You guys are going to be with me, right?" nervously asked Emma.
"Of course, always," said Emma's mom. They opened the door to the backyard and stepped out. Emma started looking around and then noticed she could see in the dark just as good outside as she could inside. Better even. Then she looked up.
Dad, she exclaimed. "There are even more stars outside than there are in my room."
Emma's parents laughed a bit. "You know what keeps monsters away even better than light?" asked Emma's dad.
"Know what?"
asked Emma. Her dad then lifted up a clear stick and snapped it. It started to glow blue. Then he did it to another one. It glowed red. "Monsters hate when little kids aren't scared and play in the dark," said Emma's dad. Then he started waving the glow sticks around in different patterns. Emma's eyes were so big and had a gigantic smile on her face. "Here, you give it a try," said her dad. Emma grabbed the glow sticks and started waving them all around like her dad was doing. She started skipping around, waving the glow sticks and laughing. Emma's parents and her played in the dark backyard, waving glow sticks around until it was time for Emma to go to bed. "Okay, honey, it's time for bed. We'll walk you up to your room," Emma's mom told her. Emma replied, "It's okay, Mom. You guys don't have to walk me to my room. I'm not scared of monsters anymore. I have a monster sword, I took my superpower helping gummies, and I'm not scared of the dark anymore because I can see in the dark."
You just listened to an audio production of Seeing in the Dark, brought to you by CampfireStories and S'more.com.